Yep.
This is Joanna Schrader reporting from precisionpays.com and agwire.com, and I am live at the 2014 Iowa Power Farming Show with Luke Bunkers with Ag Leader. Luke, how are you?
Doing good.
Well, Luke, thanks for joining me. You know, we just had a conversation on a huge issue in agriculture right now, and that's water management. If anybody follows agriculture, they know you can go anywhere from a horrible drought to too much water, and this year, too much water, correct, Luke?
Definitely.
So let's talk a little bit, you know, what are some of these overarching water management issues that you're seeing in farms today?
Today, with input costs of fertilizer and seed and everything being as high as they are, when you do not get the crop planted in a good emerged crop that has a good stand to it, you know, you don't get the max benefits out of that crop that you can. And too much water is a big proponent to that, as well as not enough water. And that's where water management comes in at, in a really big factor.
So, Luke, what are some of the things? I know the Ag Leader specifically has some tools to help farms with water management. So, what are some of the key areas in terms of technologies, or, you know, that you have to help a farmer address some of these issues?
Yep. So we have, you know, a lot like all of our other programs, right? We have some hardware to allow you to control, inputting some of that tile into the field and those water management aspects. As well as we have our software side, so analyzing that data, building a tile plan for when you go to the field, just so you know what that whole system is going to consist of in terms of how many feet of tile you need, what the discharge of that system is going to be, and how much water is that system going to be able to handle. So we kind of encompass all sides of drainage with those two.
So now when we're talking about, like, the data system and you're talking about tile management, it's January. It seems too early to be thinking about planting, but, you know, these growers are here thinking about planting right now. So how soon should they be thinking about this? If they come in and say, hey, Luke, I want to talk to you about this, how soon should they be creating their plan for the season?
Yep, most guys would have been working on that over the winter when, you know, things are slower, obviously. And you got to take into account that, you know, planting, growing season, and harvest take up a good majority of the year. So you got to take those downtimes to plan that stuff out. A lot of guys put tile in after they get done with harvest towards the end of the year, you know, before things freeze up. A lot of guys put tile in before they go out and plant. Just so they have that window to actually get it in the ground and not have to tear up any crops to get that in there.
So now when you're talking about, you know, they put tile in and you talk about this data management system, this becomes an ongoing system, correct? So as the land changes, as the circumstances change, the data can help them learn what they should do to help reduce some of the water issues?
Definitely. So, you know, some guys will put a little bit in to get their feet wet with drainage, and maybe I need a little bit of tile here, a little bit of tile there, and you can use that then and see the return on that to then come back and maybe, okay, I missed this spot over here, I need to add in some more tile here to benefit this part of the field as well.
So Luke, there's a lot of people here at the show. We're going to get them to stop by and pull you aside and have you walk them through this, because that's what this is your expertise here, is being able to work with them. But for those who couldn't make it, you know, there's going to be people from all over the country listening to this interview who obviously aren't close enough to Iowa. Where can they go to get more information about the two technologies and water management issues we were talking about?
We have a lot of information on all of our products at www.agleader.com. As well as they can call into support and get a feel for and an understanding for how the system is, what components of the system they need. We allow the customer to call into support for free. You know, they don't got to pay us to do it, which is a big thing to a lot of guys that want to, you know, be really involved with the troubleshooting side and figuring out what they need on their farm. So we allow them to do that by both that as well as by email. We have some support email and stuff that you can email in and ask your questions there as well.
Well, and Luke, you did mention there's a couple places you're going to be talking to people about this too. So, you know, maybe we should mention what you're going to be in the next couple weeks. So if they live closer to where you are, maybe they can get in touch with you that way.
Correct. Yep. There's some of the dealers out there put on some tile clinics and things to help with the agronomic side of it a little more and figuring out what to do for that tile plan. And we'll be up there actually giving that talk. There's one in Brookings on the 11th, and then one on the 25th of February in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Both those are put on by Hefty, the Hefty Brothers, and we'll be up there doing a little bit of a talk up there as well.
Great. Well, thanks, Luke.
Thank you.